In a city nearby, there lives a girl with long blonde hair that ends in a curl. She lives with her husband. His skin is dark brown. His face is ecstatic. You'll not see him frown. Her name is Jessica and his name is Malcolm. And if you should meet them, you'll feel you are welcome. They live life in happiness, this girl and boy. They see God in everything. Their hearts beat with joy. This is the story of when these two met and how seemingly different people can make a matched set. Jessica woke early to greet the new day. She took out her Bible and began to pray. There was so much to give thanks for the sun and the stars, for trees, water, and animals, and the ways we all are. She thanked God above for her Jewish ways and the love of her family that won't fade away. Smiling, she put her prayer book away. She must work in the restaurant, then dance the ballet. But before she would eat, no matter what the date, she would thank God within. So she sat still to meditate. On the other side of town, overlooking a park, Malcolm arose. The sky was still dark. He turned on the music of the morning call to prayer. The light in his face seemed to glow everywhere. He read from the Quran, he prayed and he bowed. He thanked God for the universe and praised Allah out loud. He finished his prayer, his face still more aglow. And he thought of his engineering work and the places he would go. But before he was done, Malcolm thanked his ancient kin, and he sat still to meditate and thank God within. Downtown in the restaurant, Jessica would serve. She would give every customer the respect they deserve. From table to table, she'd spread her good mood, taking away orders and returning with food. Malcolm came in for some business and to munch, and as he laughed with his friend, he bumped Jessica serving lunch. Though he knocked her off balance, she whirled right around and smiling caught the dishes before they touched the ground. She rose and turned beaming like the moon to the sun, and in a moment the joy of these two became one. Back in Malcolm's office, engineers practice their art. For bridges, tunnels, streets, and buildings, they design every part. They use numbers to figure how everything tall will withstand forceful winds, support cars, and not fall. Malcolm knows people don't notice the bridges they cross or think of engineers reviewing plans with their boss. Malcolm says, I'll build a museum. Come fill it with art. I'll build the bones of the city. You supply the heart. And then after working with numbers all day, Malcolm said to his friends, let's go see the ballet. People in the city, fill it with art. When you perceive its beauty, you see into their heart. Malcolm went smiling with his friends to the dance, and the blonde dancer named Jessica held his mind in a trance. As she moved on the stage, he felt love deep inside. Jessica danced for the Lord, and tears came from Malcolm's eyes. There's nothing as beautiful as a gift for the divine. And Jessica danced with God in her mind. Then Malcolm realized he'd bumped into her before, and he went and he greeted her by the backstage door. Malcolm returned home for the night. He prayed evening prayers, sat, and turned down the light. When Jessica got home, she prayed evening prayers, and she sat still to meditate and put to rest all her cares. Malcolm and Jessica in deep meditation, journeyed inside to the same destination. In peaceful inner stillness, this boy and this girl danced around a bright light that is called the Blue Pearl. Back in their rooms, each recognized the other as dear, and that they danced round that pearl for 10,000 years. Malcolm and Jessica started to date, and wondered in time if they shared the same fate. They walked together one day in the zoo and admired the animals that live there in twos. But then Jessica worried. Each in a pair was the same. The lioness and bear would not play the mating game. Then she saw only differences between her and her love, and it seemed like the mating of a cat with a dove. She wept and she cried, "Do you not see that a bird cannot make a home with a bee?" Then Jessica started to count the things wrong. "You're black and I'm white. Could we get along? You're Muslim. I'm Jewish. I dance and you don't. I'm afraid that I love you, so I simply won't." Jessica cried as she bolted away. Malcolm was stunned. He didn't see it that way. Then the ecstatic Malcolm dropped his head down. Tears came to his eyes, and he started to frown. Malcolm looked up to God and to God deep inside, and he doubted the universe, and he wept and cried. Malcolm and Jessica sat in their homes to visit with God in their hearts by his throne. Still in meditation, where nothing is wrong, Malcolm and Jessica heard God sing a song.
When
appear. Like God, we will become tomorrow's flowers. You're not so very different from those near and far. We're all made up of the same stuff. The song of the Lord echoed in her head, and Jessica peacefully slept in her bed. Malcolm arose, went to bed, and retired. The voice of the Lord left him inspired. The very next day, Jessica went to Malcolm. He hugged her warmly and made her feel welcome. They each shared with the other what they'd heard in their heart, and they both realized they should not live apart. Malcolm and Jessica still live love today. They wake every morning and together they pray. They give thanks for the colors and the seasons of the year. They give thanks for their family whom they hold so dear. They smile at their differences and they celebrate their love as a gift to see everywhere God's grace from above. And when they sit still and feel the blue pearl, they know that God's love permeates all the world. Malcolm and Jessica want you to know that when you believe in love, you can see God wherever you go.